Welcome to another exciting episode of our podcast. I'm Mattia, an accomplished open-source intelligence analyst with a passion for uncovering valuable insights from publicly available sources. As a winner of the Operation Safe Escape CTF by Trace Labs, I have honed my skills in the collection, analysis, and dissemination of intelligence. In today's episode, we'll be exploring the fascinating world of username open-source intelligence. As an essential aspect of open-source intelligence, username open-source intelligence can unlock valuable information for a range of investigative purposes. So, sit back, relax, and join me as we delve deeper into this exciting topic. In computer science, the username is nothing more than a word, phrase, number, or combination of characters that, almost, always uniquely identifies a user on a service. Unlike ID codes that are chosen by the service itself and are immutable, the username can change over time. Most internet services offer users the ability to select their own username or nickname. In the era of social media, where we are all more or less on display, the username has become a kind of stage name that people give themselves and that they will hardly change. Therefore, by knowing a person's username, we could locate all the profiles on social media and internet services that use the same username. In today's world, where social media has become an essential part of our daily lives, usernames play a crucial role in identifying individuals across various online platforms. While usernames can be easily changed, they remain a valuable tool for investigators and researchers to track online activities and profiles associated with a particular individual. So, where can you find a person's username? It depends on the platform, but typically, usernames can be found in the URL or linked to the person's profile. By simply viewing the URL, you can often find the username associated with a particular profile. Additionally, usernames can be found in the profile bio, which is a brief description that users often include on their social media profiles. However, in rare cases, you may need to access the source code of a webpage to locate a username. This is because some websites may hide usernames for security or privacy reasons. But with the right tools and knowledge, it is still possible to find a person's username even in these cases. Overall, usernames are a powerful tool for investigators, researchers, and anyone looking to understand an individual's online presence. By knowing where to find usernames and how to use them effectively, we can gain valuable insights into online behavior and protect ourselves from potential threats. In today's digital age, Google is often considered to be our best friend when it comes to finding information, including usernames. Google is the go-to search engine for most people, and it's the first place to look when searching for a particular username. When performing a username search, it's essential to use the correct search terms, and the Google Dork quote is a great way to do this. By using the Google Dork quote, we can narrow down the search results to only those that contain the exact keyword we're looking for. This is because searching for a username without the quotes will often produce thousands of irrelevant search results. The Google Dork quote ensures that we get the specific information we're looking for, without any additional clutter. The Google Dork quote can also be used on other search engines like DuckDuckGo, Bing, Yandex, and Yahoo, ensuring that we have access to a wider range of results. Additionally, we can further refine our search by indicating the platforms we're interested in, such as username, site, Instagram.com. This tells the search engine to only display results that contain the username of interest on the Instagram platform. Overall, Google and other search engines can be incredibly useful tools for locating usernames and other information on the internet. By using the correct search terms and filtering options, we can quickly and easily find the information we're looking for. Automatic username search. Firstly, automatic username search services work by generating the URL of a service and entering the specified username. Depending on the script used, there will be a second phase of verification of the server's response in order to determine whether that user exists on the platform or not. However, no tool is immune to false positives, so it's important to verify the link provided to us. False positives can be of two types: the page responds with a "not found" error but our script indicates that the user exists, or the username exists but is associated with another person. In such cases, a manual check is always necessary. Let's now move on to the first service, What's My Name? This tool is available as both a script and a web service and is known for its accuracy due to a series of additional checks on the target profile. What's My Name is currently implemented in several third-party solutions such as Blackbird, Spiderfoot, SN0int, and Linkscope. After entering the username, we can select a category of interest or select all to get all results. By clicking the green button, all identified profiles will be displayed in green, and we can open the profile directly. What's My Name currently checks around 300 different internet services. The second service we'll be discussing is Maigret, a Python script or a standalone Windows package that allows for the creation of dossiers on usernames. It supports over 2,500 websites and offers export in PDF, HTML, and other formats. If it finds additional information such as user IDs within the page, it will also export those, and in some cases, it will export profile photos. Maigret offers recursive search, which means that if another username is linked within a profile, it will automatically perform a second search on the new username. However, Maigret currently does not perform the same type of verification as What's My Name, which exposes the analyst to numerous false positives. To use Maigret, Python and the PIP package manager must be installed on the PC. In conclusion, automatic username search services such as What's My Name and Maigret can be extremely useful for open source intelligence analysts. They simplify the search process and can provide a wealth of information on a target. However, it's important that no tool is perfect, and manual verification is always necessary to ensure accuracy. Data breaches can be a goldmine for open source intelligence analysts, as they often contain user information such as usernames that can lead to more information. Some online services allow us to search for these breaches using a username, but not all services offer this option. In such cases, we can try entering the username in the email field, even though we may rarely get results. One such service that provides the ability to check for leaked passwords is LeakCheck. It offers a paid annual or lifetime subscription and can verify if an email address or username has been compromised. Simply select Username in the Choose Type field, enter the username, and click on the Search button. In a few seconds, we will receive all the leaked passwords that use that username. We can also try searching for the username as if it were an email address, using the Email by Keyword option. With a bit of luck, we may find compromised email addresses and passwords associated with our target. However, we must verify all the data, as we cannot be certain that these usernames, email addresses, and passwords are linked to our target. Generating possible email addresses from usernames is another technique we can use. For instance, we can try variations such as username@gmail.com or username@outlook.com. This approach can help us identify any email addresses associated with our target. In addition, most major social networks have internal search engines that we can use to search for usernames and names associated with our target. These search engines can be valuable sources of information for open source intelligence analysts. Thank you for tuning into this episode of our podcast. I hope you found our discussion on username open source intelligence insightful and informative. Remember, open source intelligence is a powerful tool that can provide valuable insights and intelligence from publicly available sources. If you have any questions or comments, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. And, if you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe and stay tuned for more episodes on open source intelligence and related topics. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to bringing you more exciting content in the future.